Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to PainReliefRadio.com. This is your host, Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach. Today is Thursday, June 17th, and we're broadcasting live from beautiful Michigan, the Great Lakes State. Today we're going to be talking about causes and natural relief for carpal tunnel syndrome and for pain in your hand and wrist. Today's sponsor is CarpalTunnelBook.com, CarpalTunnelBook.com. It's a complete program giving you all of the information you need to get better in just one place. Pick up your free report at CarpalTunnelBook.com. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach, and you can always get more information at SimplePainRelief.com and sign up for your free Simple Pain Relief newsletter, SimplePainRelief.com. So, you might be wondering, is there a natural remedy for carpal tunnel pain? Well, the pain or tingling or numbness in your hand or hands is a message from your body to you. Normally, it means, I'm not happy. Your muscles are complaining. If you work and play in certain ways which strain your muscles, that'll cause pain in your hands. Of course, for hand and wrist pain, there are many causes. It could be a vitamin deficiency. It could be overweight. It could be diabetes. You should be seeing your doctor if it is. Maybe you're pregnant. And after you're done being pregnant, as a rule, that carpal tunnel syndrome goes away. What you have to do is get back to the condition that you used to be in when you did not have pain in your hand and wrist. Do you remember that time? You didn't have pain when you were a little kid, when you were a teenager, when you were a young adult. When did it start? What things were changing in your life then? Did you start having less exercise? Did you start eating more junk food? Did you start sleeping curled up on your sides? Did you start getting headaches around the same time or muscle knot spasms in your upper back? Well, turns out the most common cause of hand and wrist pain is muscles that are out of balance. That's the most common cause. It's not the only cause. The muscles in the front of your body can become too strong or short in comparison to the muscles in the back of your body. The ones in the back of your body become too weak or overstretched. They complain because they're working real hard to try not to be overstretched. If you strengthen your back side, all the muscles from the base of your skull to the back of your knees, and relax, loosen, stretch the muscles in the front of your body, you can get more into balance again. You can learn how to strengthen your backside if you go to www.simplestrengthening.com, SimpleStrengthening.com, SimpleStrengthening.com. There are a lot of articles there that tell you how to strengthen your back and why you should strengthen your back and how to do it so simply that you can do it in bed, my favorite kind of exercise. You don't have to break a sweat. Did you know that muscles in your neck can also cause pain in your hand and wrist, and they can also cause knots in your upper back? The very same muscles, they can get trigger points, and these trigger points fire and send pain into your hands. If you relax those neck muscles, they can stop causing spasms in your back and pain in your upper arm and pain in your hand. Massage therapy is a wonderful way to get rid of hand and wrist pain if the massage therapist understands how bodies and muscles work. They don't all. Some of them do a fabulous relaxation type massage. Some of them do a so-so type massage. You know, it's not so great. You're kind of wondering how come you spent your $50, $60, $70. But some massage therapists are fabulous. They understand how the body works. If they don't know exactly what's causing your pain, they know how to research it. They have the books and the literature to help them figure out the cause with you. Some massage therapists will just blast away at a painful area. They say, sure, I know how to treat hand and wrist pain. And they rub around your hand, around your wrist. But if that's not the cause of your pain, and if those muscles cannot relax, because the muscles can only relax if they are causing your pain, not when they're just symptom muscles, it's going to leave you sore and bruised, and you're still going to have the same pain in your hand. You can find a skilled massage therapist, or you can learn how to do it yourself. If you check out the massage category at Carpal Tunnel Pain Relief, there are some articles there about it. There's a good information how to do this also at carpaltunnelbook.com. That's our sponsor for today. And I want you to remember that you can heal naturally. You absolutely can heal naturally. All you have to do is learn what causes your symptoms of pain in your hand and wrist. And then part two is take the simple, natural steps to get rid of them. Nobody can do this for you. Your doctor can't do it for you. Your physical therapist, your massage therapist, your husband, your wife, or your child, or your dog. You have to learn yourself how your body works. And that gives you much better chances of getting rid of your hand and wrist pain. So what are the physical causes of carpal tunnel pain? There's more than this, but here's a bunch of them. These are some questions that you can ask yourself. How is my posture? Well, why does that matter, you're probably thinking. And I'm probably thinking because posture that collapses forward can cause pain in your hands. It can cause pain in your neck, pain in your back, headaches, low back pain. It can cause you to be constipated. It can cause your heart to not be able to function properly. Posture is important. Posture can make you perfect. Good posture is so important. So ask yourself, how is my posture? Ask yourself, where is my head? Sometimes you might catch yourself, your reflection in a window, or see yourself in a mirror from the side and think, maybe you haven't paid attention to this before, but now when you see yourself from the side, you're going to think, where is my head? And why is it way out there in front of me? I know I've seen pictures of myself where I look like I have a body with a head way out there, and I thought, why the heck was I doing that? Well, in the old days, I used to be stuck in that position. I really was stuck in that position. And in the old days, I had a lot of pain, too, in my shoulder and in my neck, and I had migraines all the time. And it would have just gotten worse. But I made the effort to find out where I could get really good muscular treatment that would help straighten me out, and it did. And I made the effort to continue to do the things that would keep me in a position where my head is over my shoulder instead of leaning out in front of me, leading the way. You know, your head is heavy. It weighs about a tenth of your body weight as a rule. And that forward head, when your head is in front of your body, gravity can grab it. And gravity then starts pulling you over more and more forward, and that starts making your posture be worse and worse over time. Those little old curled up people you see with the poor rounded back and the forward head, gravity is winning. If they had wonderful posture, gravity wouldn't have had a chance. But when their posture started to fail because of strong, tight front muscles and weak, overstretched back muscles, gravity can get the head start. You have to think about what positions do you work or play in. Do you strain your muscles in certain positions? Could you have a vitamin or mineral imbalance or deficiency? Is your diet healthy or is it not so much? You know what you're eating. I don't know what you're eating, but you know what's in your cupboards. Is your back strong or is it weak? A weak back causes poor posture. Remember, go to simplestrengthening.com. Do you stretch the muscles in the front of your body to give them a break? Those are the muscles that we're using all the time. They're not always the ones that complain. They hardly ever complain. But they need a break. They need to be stretched. They need to be lengthened. They need to get back in balance. Do you exercise to balance your muscles? Yoga is a great full body movement program. Do you have a lean or a twist in your body? Have you noticed that one shoulder is more in front of you or rotated forward, kind of twisting you around, or is one shoulder lower than the other? These are things that can indicate tight muscles in your chest or in your body that are causing your hand pain. And how do you sleep? Do you sleep in a neutral position? Are you laying on your back, or are you all scrunched up with your shoulders being bent forward? Are you doing massage for yourself? These are just some of the questions to ask and figure out what's causing your carpal tunnel problems. The good news is that your muscles are smart and they want to be well. They just need a little help from you. You can get rid of your hand and wrist pain and your carpal tunnel pain. Just go to our sponsor today, CarpalTunnelBook.com. It's a complete program giving you all the information you need to get better in just one place, but you can pick up your free report about the 10 top causes of carpal tunnel pain. CarpalTunnelBook.com. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm Catherine Merrow. I'm the pain relief coach. And for more information about getting rid of your other aches and pains, naturally, go to simplepainrelief.com. Today is Thursday, June 17th. Next time we're going to be talking on June 30th about upper back pain and knots and muscle spasms, why you get them and how to get rid of them. Remember to take good care of yourself because you deserve to feel better. Goodbye.